Mumbo Jumbo is still in Bath and stayed in a road just opposite two cafes. Actually stayed in the Travel Lodge. Well, you got to stay somewhere. And yesterday I had the great fortune to, of course, go to Kelowna and Smalls and had a beautiful coffee there. And, well, I observed out of my Travel Lodge window with care a coffee shop called Jika Jika. And it just drew me in because it looks kind of quirky. And I must say, I haven't regretted it. I've met Victoria and I've met Stuart the barista. They very kindly told me about coffee and they actually serve origin coffee. And I'm ready to tell you a little secret. Of course, brought my small batch coffee with me, my AeroPress, my grinder, which I always do, and prepared a lovely coffee this morning. However, lattes are on the menu for Shirley, so we didn't have a fridge there. So sure, we walked in here to have basically Shirley satisfied and have a latte, but I can't resist. And of course I asked, well, what coffee do you serve? And then I went for the option of an AeroPress filter coffee. Union are the roasters, and this is a Nicaraguan Los Altos. Yeah, origin. Oh my God, Union and origin, I always mix that up, but you'll forgive me. Okay, origin we are. And I'm here with Stuart, who again is preparing an AeroPress filter coffee for a customer. He's already done mine. And when I had a little chat with him, he kind of told me what kind of coffees he likes. So Stuart, run it by me again. What kind of coffees do you like and why do you use the inverted method on the AeroPress?
Personally, I'm definitely more of a flat white man.
Okay.
As a general rule, but when it comes to a filter, I definitely like something a little bit more robust. Gives me a bit of a kick start in the morning. Some nice nuttiness coming through it at the end. But other than that, a good coffee is a good coffee.
Okay.
And you can experience and enjoy lots of different flavors from lots of different regions of coffee from out the world. And yeah, it's an enjoyment. And it's one of the things I was talking to one of my colleagues about. Only a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
About just the different flavour centres you've got around the tongue and how you can experience the coffees in different areas in your mouth. And it really opened his eyes up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mostly, a lot of that comes from too many years drinking too much red wine. So you experience the flavours around the mouth in exactly the same way.
Okay.
And the passion for coffee is very much the same as the passion for wine. If you enjoy one, you're most likely going to enjoy the others and the flavour complexities and, yeah, the enjoyment. Very different, obviously, the next morning. Depending if you have too much coffee or too much red wine, but it's all good.
Very true, very true. So in fact, when I watched Stuart prepare my inverted method AeroPress, I was a bit dubious. I will say the truth, because he gave it a good stir. He actually let it brew for quite a long time. And when I asked him how many grams he used, he said, well, around about 20. Now, I use 16, so I thought, ooh, I'm going to get, you know, a coffee a la Stuart, which is probably going to be a bit strong. But, and I've got to refresh my memory here, putting my lips to it, I let it cool down quite a bit. It is actually very, very delicious. It's got this heavier mouthfeel, which is lovely. Now, we are in the morning, 10 o'clock. It's my second coffee, and by no means did it shock my palate. On the contrary, it enveloped my tongue very nicely. There is still some fruitiness in there, which I must say I enjoy. But for a morning coffee, this coffee, I'm going to take another sip. It's just delicious. And now it's gone back to being almost kind of tepid as the temperature, and it's really, really lovely. It's not zingy by any means, but it is just, well, a beautiful coffee. I can't put it any other way. And Stuart, you're quite a champ. I mean, you did play yourself down when we first spoke and you thought you were going to be put under pressure by Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, but you're smiling, and as we're talking, you're a multitasker because you're actually preparing another filter coffee for somebody. So what's the enjoyment that you get out of preparing coffees for others?
I think it's just inspiring an enjoyment of something that I've come to quite late in life. I was very much used to drink very ordinary coffee. Since I came to Jika Jika, it's really expanded my horizons on coffee, what I enjoy. And to be honest, it's just the smile that people have when they drink especially the first cup of coffee of the day. And more than anything, I think what I absolutely love is just having a glance around the cafe after I know the drinks have gone out and just see people taking pictures of the coffee.
Yes.
And when that happens, it just really gives you a good buzz.
So you're into your latte art as well, because you drew a lovely heart.
I try. I'm succeed. I'm nowhere near competitive standard, but I just enjoy what I do and I like to send out a good cup of coffee.
Great.
At the end of the day, that's what people are paying for.
Yeah, absolutely. Now just tell me, because who owns this Jika Jika, and why is it called Jika Jika?
Jika Jika is owned by Matt Stevens and Lee Mears, both rugby players. One of them obviously retired now. They both started out of a passion for good coffee. They were both playing for Bath at the time and wanted to bring some more good coffee to the masses. Obviously, we've got some fantastic coffee shops in Bath already. I think Jika Jika is it's inspired from African stories, from Matt's homeland in South Africa. It all comes through from there, and it's just a really good, quirky, really, really laid-back, relaxed atmosphere in here, and that's what we try to portray.
You're succeeding. God, I'm so happy I stayed overnight in Bath and discovered another beautiful destination for coffee and for coffee lovers. Thank you so much, Stuart.
Good to meet you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.